paperwork and get to it. It should be one that looked like this.
Yeah, gosh, all that list, and this is the only one that wanted to do it?
Well.
That was a lot of people we had.
There, remember, the majority has to be parents. And so, we had the staff members here. And then I visited with Ms. Giles, we had to have a community member. She said she'd be more than happy to do it. She'd love to come back here for here and give me grief again. So, and then, all these, ladies here I talked to, every one of them I talked to was thrilled to death to do it. And so, some of them, I had to ask, who they were, because I see them, but I don't know who they are. And so I had to ask who they were, and they all were excited about doing it. The one thing that I found out was that I don't have to be the chair, I'm not the chair, I'm just the coordinator. Somebody on this group, mainly the parents, will be the chairperson and the vice chair and the secretary. And so, they all agreed to do it. And I told them that we would meet sometime in January and get our committee, our chair and vice chair and all that together. And we'll start going from there. So I would recommend that we have these parents and community member, because that's the one y'all do as our SHAC committee.
I'll make that motion that we approve these members that are listed.
Kelly made the motion.
Second it.
Jess seconded it. All in favor?
Thank you. Oh, there it is, right there. Just found it.
Thank you.
Okay, next is the concrete slant down there. No, I've got. I'm gonna find it. I'll get it somewhere.
I've already.
Okay. I'll wait till I get my last two.
It's kind of dark. Are you looking for this one?
Yes, sir.
Is that not it?
Well, that was Kenny's. Oh. I don't know what I did with mine. I may not have given myself one. But I swore I did.
I bet you did.
Hadn't Angel Costa poured several times for us?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't he?
We did the end over there on the football field, didn't we?
Yeah, and inside the track or outside the track?
Two different ones.
Yeah, he's done some.
He's done a lot. There was some steps or something he did.
Yeah, he did the steps back there by the behind the gym.
Mm-hmm. That was eight eons ago.
And he did this up here in front of my office where that tree is. He did that little thing there.
How about all the concrete at Colorado City's football field? Gosh almighty.
Can you imagine how much that?
Did you see those kids rolling down it?
So whenever I was in school, we played Colorado City. They weren't in our district, but we'd play them. And that was all grass.
Oh.
And all game, kids were rolling down. I figured they put that concrete on there to try to deter them, but I don't think it worked.
It didn't work.
Well, only the tough ones do it now, because they're rolling down that concrete.
Mine was rolling down the grass.
Yeah.
They were playing, but.
Not on the cement.
Not on the cement.
Okay, There, he gave us this one estimate the first time I showed you this one, this back in November 30th, at $23,440. And then after visiting with Evaristo and everything, they came back and kind of widened it some, from what I understand. And,
Yeah, they extended it to reduce the grade even more.
Yeah.
Because I think he said, if we're going to fix it, let's go ahead and a little bit of overkill so it's for sure good for a long, long time. So it's going to take some more concrete, but it'll be leveler than his first.
Is it going to be tapered out to the side, going to the side as well, or is it going to be a...
No, both sides.
Like going out and...
It tapers both sides, yeah.
Okay.
Well, this side kind of goes up, but yeah, and then this side it really...
Okay.
So it won't be a dangerous drop-off.
Really. Right. You don't want to get stuck going into the visitor's parking lot.
No.
Well, too, we can also put some rails up there, too, to kind of hinder people from driving.
If you do that, get them to set some plates in the concrete when they're pouring it, and then all you got to do is weld.
They do it right. They should just be able to turn in any direction.
I just think you put rails up.
Yeah, well, you would think people wouldn't drive a bus up that way and down.
You got a sign that says don't drive.
Don't do it.
When my pickup drags, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I hit that sucker the first time after I hit it. About knocked my teeth out at the bottom of it. Don't look that steep.
And then that also includes the drainage.
Yes.
On the south end of the field.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What is that? I know we talked just on that, on the grass there.
You know where it comes out of the
football
off field. The football field and goes down. See, when it rains, which I know that's a strange thing out here, but that water collects and it comes out and it drains out that way. And right now we got those. Well, we don't have them there anymore because Evaristo and Mr. Molina picked them all up, but we used to have those big old rocks down there just so it wouldn't erode,
right?
You know, and everything. So that would be the...
How wide do we have from that curve? Is what's our property line?
I think where the grass is at, I couldn't tell you how long that is, but...
Maybe something we need to get surveyed before we pour a lot of concrete and we're over the line.
Well, we can do that. That won't be a problem. Who owns that land over there?
Will Cozart Farms, that I know.
Yeah, I know Will Farms.
But I don't know.
I guess
is
I don't
it know his father-in-law or his grand? Or it's is it Shayla's granddad owns it?
I don't know.
Mitchell? Is Mitchell?
I can look. I don't know if my internet works.
I know the Grahams own.
That's the other side.
Other side. I don't know who owns that side.
You know, there was some people there was a water well over there. Is that the same field? Remember, and you contacted them when we were having to do our water?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember their names.
Well, one of those wells was on the Bond property.
The Bond.
Thorpe?
Right. Thorpe sounds familiar, too.
Carol and Patricia Thorpe is what's showing up on this Onyx, as accurate as it may or may not be.
I think that's right. It's Thorpe.
They own that down in the corner, too. Kastami Stags Farms, all that.
Yeah. You just don't want to build something and it be that far over, and one day they throw a fit and we got to...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We got to tear it out and do it again. So it might be worth getting the corners marked.
But we've also, Evaristo contacted Ortiz. He said he was going to give us a quote, and he never did. And there was somebody else he said he contacted and never heard from him. So.
Well, Angel's always done us a good job, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. I mean, he's and he's quick. He's fast.
I mean,
he
I
does
think
a good job.
I think it'd be a good idea to go ahead and improve and get it fixed. Now, as far as the property line on the south, before we actually pour concrete over there, we might check that out
right.
Make sure we're not going to.
Agreed.
And whenever you do that, probably some kind of something to slow the water down so it don't just run off and put a big rut in this field. Because I know, you know, you get all that water, if it all comes off, and that grass slows it down quite a bit, you know, and y'all had those rocks, but like they can put those little humps and.
Yeah, I was going to say we could.
You know what I mean?
Put some channels or somewhere to go off to the side.
Just breaks it up, man, ain't just one.
Exactly.
Deal shooting out this field. Whenever I was at Friendship, they built the parking lot back behind the school, and there's lake bottom down there, and they got into a big lawsuit. Because I'm not saying the same thing, it isn't comparable, but they divert it. You can't divert water onto your neighbor. And that's what he would like. It made that lake on his property about twice as big because all that soaked in. Whenever they asphalted it, it run all down to his deal. And he was hot. And I mean, it was a big deal. And I'm not saying you ever get into something like that, but just every precaution we can do where it ain't
Put those little broken up curves on it or something. Just something to slow it down a little bit from being a big wash.
Yeah.
It was a.
Let me make a note of that on this.
Yeah, that's smart.
So y'all okay with it or?
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion.
Justin made the motion. I'll second it. All in favor? Did we get ahead of you, Kelly?
No, I don't know who seconded you.
Justin seconded it.
I did, but it's okay. You can second it.
You were first.
Okay.
I got KJ.
Okay.
Which wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then next is consideration and action on approving company to build two new teachers. I sent all y'all all the RFQs that I got and gave you a paper so that you could look to see what the criteria for evaluating was going to be. If you don't have that, I've got another copy of it here for you.
So I did notice in our RF on what we submitted that what the criteria is doesn't match what you said it would be in the.
Well, I thought it did.
And it said equally. Well, I forget what page it's on. Make sure we do this right. It says there be equally weighted criteria on experience, technical competency, and capability to perform, past performance of the firm and team members. Certification that each engineer on the team was selected based on competencies and qualifications and other factors submitted by the design build firm. Just didn't quite match what our what this other one looked like. I didn't know if that was a big deal or not.
Well, this is the one we used last time, the same exact one, and this is basically what our attorney gave me to.
Okay.
So I just changed the date and the numbers and the names, and or not the numbers, but the RFQ numbers. And
you got an extra school too?
Yes, sir.
You got an extra one?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I don't mind sitting on the counter. It doesn't do me a lot of good.
Anybody else need one?
No, sir.
I did have these. These came from Bob's Custom Built Homes. I looked at these.
So on the RFQ, like that isn't. We decide who is qualified, and then you take bids.
No. You will decide tonight by putting.
Or. Who you're going to use, and then they put a bid in, or what?
Well, no. The RFQ says that the amount is $500,000.
Okay, but because it said like not, I was just reading that one part. It said that the amount wasn't part of the criteria or whatever. In the packet.
Oh.
It says that. That's
right,
what
because
I,
there's a limit. Gotcha. They can go below that.
They can't go over.
They just can't go over it.
This goes except cost related or price related evaluation factor are not permitted. That's what I was.
Oh, so we can't go by who had the best price per square foot?
Right. That's what it says. I don't think that's necessarily you can't, but
oh, okay.
You're saying that that's not the fact. That's what.
Oh, okay, because that's what I mean. I'm spent all my time researching cost per square foot and maximizing our.
I mean, I don't think it's cost per square foot as much as if they're qualified to
yes.
do the job.
Well, all of them seem pretty qualified.
So I don't know how y'all want to do this, but it's up to y'all what y'all decide.
You mean as far as do them on our own or collectively? Is that what you're asking?
I mean, you could do it on your own and then do it collectively. If you want
that's
to.
Fine with me.
I kind of thought that's what y'all do. That's why I sent them.
Oh.
Oh, I just figured we'd go on going to go through them together.
I mean, we can do that too. I mean,
I don't
thought
care.
We just had it, so it look over and then do the doctor did the evaluations or whatever.
I mean, whatever y'all want to do is fine with me.
On all those, none of them were brick, were they?
All of them had to be brick.
They all
had
to be brick.
That was part
brick?
Of the deal, yes.
You know, like a firm's reputation, they may be very reputable, but we don't know who some of these are.
Agree.
Well, Addison Custom Builder, you know, they built the ones that we have out here now. Mm-hmm. Bob Custom Home, they built the ones that me and Coach D lived in.
Yeah.
Heinemann Ready built the ones over at Grady.
Yeah. We went down there and looked at them, and they're
and then
down.
Madewell Construction Company, never heard of them.
So I visited with Sunray that's getting a couple of houses built by
Sundown?
Them.
Sundown.
Sundown. Whoever it was that made Will.
Sunray.
Heard of it, but I didn't know where it was.
Yeah, Sundown. I'm sorry. And they were really impressed. They're built on site. But it kind of sounded like maybe one of the people that worked there might have been a past student of the school, and maybe there was a reason. I visited with Jayton Grady, Borden County, about the Heinemanns, and everybody said they would never do business with anybody else. Said they've been very impressed at the service beyond the sale.
I thought he was going to say ever again.
Quality. We saw that down there, that the quality looked, they do a good job. They're nice.
Do they build on site?
No, they're like Bob's. They're going to be brought in. But they said if they're, they say they're going to be here today, they will be here probably a week early. He said they have houses they built in 2015 maybe. They still come out, the owners still come out and will work on them if they need stuff done. It's a very good service to them, so.
They charge for, it's obviously out of warranty, but they still.
Right.
Right.
Who did we have trouble with before?
Bob's.
Bob's.
No, but there was another company.
It was Heinemann, but the problem that we had with them, we didn't have a problem with them doing anything. It was, the problem was, they said I didn't do everything the right way, and they turned me into TEA. And I did what our lawyer said to do. And so I went back to our lawyer and talked to him, and he told me, okay, do this different. So I did this different, and I hand-delivered one to them. And this has been years and years and years ago. I hand-delivered one to them, and then they never turned one in, you know. But I was kind of upset. I mean, you know, if you don't think I did something right, call me.
Yeah.
And we'll talk. You know?
Well, I thought Dad said it was just a matter, they said we didn't post it correctly or something.
I don't remember what it was. I think it's something like that, you know.
Yeah, something silly.
That was back when we were building your house, wasn't it?
Yes.
They didn't have to turn us into TEA.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I talked to one of the references he had on there was my banker that did my house, and he said he's done business with them for 17 years.
I mean, they've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Where are they out of?
I mean,
love them.
They're right down the road from Bob.
Yeah, they're just on the other side of the road, and down to the south a little bit. Now, we did have problems with Bob Custom Homes the last time we were trying to build some homes, and that's because somebody was a pain in the rear to them when we were building these other two homes. And they wouldn't even give me the time of day when I walked in there. But when I assured them that that person was no longer here and they wouldn't have to deal with them, then they seemed to change the tune a little bit.
Well, have they changed ownership since then, too?
Well, the son has taken over.
Okay.
The son's taken over.
Who, Heinemann?
No,
Bob's.
Bob's.
Bob. Because ain't Heinemann doing the same things for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the same thing, that the dads Father have passed and away and the sons have taken over.
Yeah.
But this Madewell, I don't know anything about them. Don't know anything.
Yeah.
Whenever we were building our house, we went to that parade of homes and they had some stuff in there, but I don't know anything about it.
The only thing I have to say bad about Bob's is when they bricked our two homes, they had one little Mexican man bricking it, and it took him forever and ever. He would find somebody at Lubbock at the
Stripes.
Somewhere, and they'd come down, and the next day he'd be by himself. Next day he'd come down, he'd have somebody. Maybe that guy'd stay with him 2 days and then he'd be by himself. I mean, it took him forever to do that.
Well, I like to keep it as local as we possibly can, especially if the price point is the best, which it is from the numbers I crunched based on all these other pests. Unless I did math wrong, but I double checked, and I'm just old school like that. If you can keep it at home, do it.
That's my opinion as well.
I agree.
Well, we have to fill this out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
We have to.
Would it be simpler if we just did it on our own and then compiled the results?
I probably think that would be the best thing to do.
Let's just do that.
I mean, because when I have to call these other people, whoever doesn't get it, I have to call them or email them and tell them they didn't get it. I've had some ask me why.
Okay.
And I can tell you what, you know, this is the criteria we had, and this is what your score was, and... Now, I did get several more that were interested, and I did send RFQs to them, but they never sent anything back. But most of those were in East Texas and South Texas. And
so what on these deals that we've got, like the form that was in here, and that was the only deal that they're on Addison Home Builders, it doesn't have any of that in there. Like the form, and I'm sure from the previous deals, but like that, whatever this one is that's signed, that's what I just didn't know, because it was request for qualifications, and so it was just two different deals to me. One was more, that's why I was asking you of a bid, it looked like more of a bid than the other side of it, because this other's got a lot more information, and mm-hmm. the one that we looked at prior to was more like these, so that's why I was wondering.
I understand.
I kind of agree, you know, if you can follow the instructions on, you know, the required paperwork for the RFQ, it's hard to want to trust somebody to build a house that's... Just but, saying.
I'm not saying.
No.
And on this is also, it's cost plus, so that number, I don't know if that quite matters. While these others were kind of itemized, we don't even know what we're getting with that particular number.
But a conversation could be had to find out. It'd be crazy to have one of those.
On the claims and lawsuits, it doesn't say anything about any of that on any of them. Just leave it. I mean, none of them get a plus or minus or.
I mean, you could give them the 10 because we don't, I mean.
Nobody's going to disclose their losses.
Yeah, what is that? I didn't know what to put on that.
I know. Can I see the score thing?
Which one?
Just the score.
Oh.
Rubric or whatever that is. That's what I would call it.
Did I not put it? No, I didn't get it. Trying to see where this Madewell construction is out.
It's like at Gruber somewhere.
I was looking them up.
They're out of Lubbock.
Oh, they are?
I was looking them up and it looks, I mean, I looked at their portfolio and it looked like a lot of commercial.
Yes.
Buildings, but then I did see residential, but they don't have any houses. It's more of like just the interior of it.
Yeah, and that's what it seemed like while they were doing the sundown deal. It might have been something a little additional.
Yeah, their portfolio shows like Dollar General and Harley Davidson or Davis, whatever that is.
Not quite the same relevancy.
Because I'd never heard of them. Commercial buildings.
No doubt, right?
Just pencil.
Sometimes my math.
Yeah, a pen with a pencil.
Math.
Everybody through?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is on up good.
Yeah, we can do that.
So do you like average them, or what are you doing?
I don't know, I was sitting here, that's what I was gonna suggest.
Well, when Quentin's not here.
We could average, take the totals and average them, or take the each one and average
add
them.
Everybody's up and divided by six, I guess.
That's about all you can do, I think, isn't it?
You mean the total?
Add everybody's end deal up on each one and
the bottom number
on each one.
Yeah, go down average.
Or we can sit here and hash it out.
Well, at the end of the day, do we have to pick the one that gets the highest, or can we pick? Like,
you can pick whoever. I mean,
as long as we grade them, and
right?
Have a reason.
You can. Because I think there's a deal in there that says something about, I can't remember the exact wording, but it's something about what you just said. I mean, just because you get the highest number doesn't mean.
What's the point of doing that then?
Exactly. What is it?
Because.
That? Liability.
Because I
that's just
was
a way
told
to.
That you can't do. Because lawyers write the laws or write the rules. So. Y'all tell me what you want to do.
Average it.
The bottom one?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see everybody.
Add all six.
You mean average?
Averages and all six of them.
Yeah,
all
them out. That way, nobody knows.
We're looking at the bottom number, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking six people?
Real quick.
I'm going to use a calculator. Do it. You going to call the numbers out while I write them down?
Remember when they told us we weren't going to have a calculator in our pocket all the time?
Yeah, they didn't know nothing,
yeah.
Did they?
I'm like,
you're
guess
not always
what?
Going to have a calculator.
We are going to have a calculator.
You know what? If I could have read my math teacher.
Philip 66 on his credit card. He made installments on it.
It was about this size.
Remember
the first day of class, he always did that math problem.
When you were freshman, you had to learn the factors from 1 to 10.
And then you do something where it's like,
installments on it.
1 plus 1 equals 1.
1 plus 1 equals 1. That's it.
I talked to him about 1 plus 1 is 1. Not to answer
your question.
And he took up the whole driver eSport. It was a 4x8.
I don't know where he messed up, because you couldn't find it, but where he tricked, but sure enough.
But you got to understand, this guy worked for NASA before he came here. He was brilliant. Remember that computer math class?
I only had him my eighth grade year.
If there's no numbers, that is zero.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes,
but still divide by six.
Wait, which one? Oh, on the Madewell or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even put anything
on one of them.
There.
I don't know anything.
I put
some zeros.
I'm still dividing by six.
Yeah, we had to do one. I don't know if that other one was good.
They're going to have to take out
the old Mr. Matthews.
A lot of school.
We taught Q basic.
You know how bigger than we are.
Have the old school computer program, and your final exam was a 1048 and 1040. You see,
I was double checking myself, but you're welcome to.
Everything of your tax.
Oh man,
your taxes.
I bet pressing enter was nerve-wracking.
It took me 6 weeks to do that, and I made a 60 on the final.
We just take no action.
It was awful. You had to write the code.
Was it totals?
That's what I got. You're welcome to double check her. Anybody, I didn't total everybody's column, I just averaged.
Right, the one down at the bottom?
Yes, but y'all are welcome to, I only did them once, you know.
Anybody want to
math teacher in me wants to do them two or three times, but.
I trust your math.
Well,
she got
you're
us
more
first,
than welcome.
Got first rating. She got us the first rating.
Yeah,
I was about to do them again, and you came through, so I stopped.
Do them again.
I guess if you told me.
I'll do the top two. How about that? Again. Because they were pretty close. Three, four, five. No, they're only five. One, two, three, four, five, six.
You're starting to get me to question your math.
I know. I got six. 67 and a half, same number. One, two, three, four, five, six. 66 and a half. I got the same thing twice on those two. Okay. So
Right, according to this, then, Addison Custom Builders had a 67.5. Bob Custom Home had a 66.5. Heinemann Ready Built had 59, and Wade Mill Construction Company had 43. So the highest one was Addison Custom Builders. Now you just need to vote on it.
Any other discussion before we?
I just think if somebody can't put more any more effort than this into their RFQ, it seems irresponsible to use them.
At the bottom, it did say, "Please do not hesitate to contact with any questions."
That.
Whenever you do that, you're supposed to turn it all in. And
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Following instructions, I do. I don't think we could go wrong with Bob or Heinemann, either one, honestly. What do you think, Kyle?
I'm the same way. I mean, we looked at Heinemann's. They've got 16 or 18 different schools that they built for. So I think we can't go wrong with them.
Well, we've used Addison's in the past, and we used another fella, and he didn't finish his, and Addison was good enough to come finish his in the end and brought his crew over here to finish up what the other fella didn't finish. So I think we've had a good track record with them. I would agree.
Same here. I just think it makes sense to, like you said, brother, support local, and I mean, he's around here a lot. Service after sales shouldn't be a problem.
I'm not
disagreeing with that either.
The whole deal was, I didn't know if, like, the proof of workman's comp and all that isn't in the work in the RFQ. That's why I was asking mm-hmm. you. That's turned in. Because that one of the guys before didn't have the stuff on one of the houses that we've done it twice since I've been on here. And it didn't, you know, there's that thing that they acknowledge.
It's a conflict of interest questionnaire that required.
That's
B1, B2, and B3 were not provided.
That's all I mean.
If he could give us those attachments.
I'm not saying anything.
I mean.
November 14th.
I'm talking about on the side of what's turned in.
Yeah.
As a school board voting on it. The other ones all had that in there. I'm not saying it doesn't have it. I don't want us to get in trouble on what we accepted on November the 14th, because that's why I asked on the deal earlier. That's all I was saying. I'm not saying anything about the houses that we built or nothing like that. But I hadn't been through the other two that we went through. The first two that
they're the same. Good. They're
yeah.
the same.
That's what I said. I mean. It's more of a, whatever you call it, red tape deal.
For sure. Well, you said it really nice. You said it nice.
What?
No, you explained it in a nice way.
No, I mean,
respectful
that's all I'm
manner.
Saying. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying anything about the quality, nothing
for
like
sure.
that. I'm just saying, whenever you, I know on our, whenever we accept things like this for our company, if it's not done right, then one of these other guys gets a hold of it it comes back on, well, you did it because
I understand
this and that and whatever. That's all I was meaning as far as a board accepting it, because it does have on there November 14th and that. That's the only reason I was saying that. So, I'm good with whatever. Because the houses that we got are, like I say, I've got one that I just built, and I ain't real happy with a bunch of stuff on it. So I would not recommend.
Not it.
Don't mention that company.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, if it ends in a 3-3 tie, then it doesn't pass.
Well, that's more than anything. I'm for...
What do you say?
Then we'll have to start all over again. Which, I mean, if that's what happens, that's what happens.
That means it goes out for another bid.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to send them, resend them.
I don't think that's a good idea. I think we need to come to an agreement here. And I'm not saying I'm with Cody. I'm not saying anything about the quality of what was done. Just, it bothers me a little bit that this did not fulfill the requirements that was laid out in the RFQ.
And I don't know that what I'm getting at is, I don't know if there's some kind of a deal for the ones that did have that form and all that, and they say, well, what was the matter with our RFQ or whatever, and then the other ones aren't.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was saying.
I've never had one ask why. They just, we've done this before and I send them an email or I call them, they just thank me and, you know, if we ever do it again, keep them in mind.
Okay.
I mean,